USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to formally outline his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Democrats on the far left, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that number is not nearly enough. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats aren't happy, and most Republicans are far ruling out raising taxes on corporations for infrastructure spending. As far as raising taxes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CNN,
what the president proposed is changes to the corporate, to make the corporate tax code more fair, bring the rate from 21% up to 28%, what it was before former President Trump took office.
Pfizer announcing their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in children ages 12 to 15. That's following a clinical trial of over 2,200 participants. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A new study shows promising results against new COVID-19 variants.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A juror says she suffered a stress-related reaction during the Derek Chauvin trial on Wednesday. A pool reporter inside the courtroom saying the court took an abrupt break after a juror stood up, waved her hands, and seemed flush and possibly ill. After about 20 minutes, a female juror took the stand and said for the record she had suffered what the judge called a stress-related reaction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump releasing a statement on Wednesday responding to the White House infrastructure bill, which he said would introduce new taxes and said it's among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. The former president also sitting down with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, and was asked if there's hope that the former president will run again in 2024.
You do have hope. That I can tell you. You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, we were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way.
Wisconsin no longer has a mask mandate. The state Supreme Court blocking Democrat Governor Tony Evers' court order, saying it exceeded his authority to issue multiple emergency declarations. The mandate was set to expire next Monday, but now it ends immediately. And finally, back on this date, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower is dedicated in Paris in a ceremony presided over by Gustave Eiffel, the tower's designer, and attended by the French Prime Minister and a handful of other dignitaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.